Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
The jury is deliberating as of right now, as of our recording of this. But outside the Plymouth courtroom, the Lindsay Clancy case has become something bigger than a verdict, a conspiracy factory, a cultural flashpoint, and a set of questions about what happens next that nobody in the courtroom can actually answer. Your thoughts in the comments as we roll through this. Online, thousands of people are accusing Patrick Clancy of murdering his children. Yeah, I was not expecting this one when we began covering this case. There's content creators building audiences on the theory. This is despite surveillance footage placing him outside the home, Lindsay's own admission that she did it, the whole defense, everything. I mean, it's based on fantasy, but it's big and it's out there. Joining us to discuss the conspiracy world and where this all goes after this, Bob Mata, defense attorney. He's been in the courtroom every single day, host of Defense Diaries. Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent. Just for the record for everybody, you watched him testify. Is there anything that supports anything these people are saying?
No, it's
there
absurd.
We go.
The woman told everybody that she spoke to that she did it. I don't know, this concept that somehow Pat Clancy came up with some kind of pharmaceutical amnesia cocktail for her that she doesn't remember, and then he fed her the story thinking she was gonna be dead. It's fucking ridiculous.
He'd be like Batman too. The way he'd have to make this all work and sneak into
Alfred.
Situations. It's like it'd be insane. It's insane.
There's not
Alfred
one behavior with
heavy
with,
lifting for Batman. Yeah, Alfred was in the background inventing all the shit. Pat Clancy doesn't have Alfred.
And also his behavior, from the 911 call, which is completely incongruent with someone even contemplating the idea of being the perpetrator. That's one thing. His testimony on her behalf is incongruent with the fact that he would have done it. Her behavior just completely collapsing doesn't have any shred of doubt in her own head that she did it, because what you're seeing her doing when she's completely collapsing in the courtroom every time it's brought up is her collapsing and devastated because she's very aware that she did it. And that's just the facts of what we see before our eyes, let alone all the evidence. But these same people, I'd be very curious. We should take a poll if they think we never landed on the moon and the earth is fucking flat.
Guaranteed.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of triggering characters out there for a lot of people. A lot of them you can identify and go, oh, this is kind of a triggering type character. I didn't see Patrick Clancy being one, honestly.
You know what?
It's like boring. It's kind of like...
Here's what I've come up with in terms of trying to figure out what the fuck is going on with these people. And I'm talking about the Clancy, Patrick Clancy guilters. They're trying to rationalize a completely irrational concept for all of us, which is that a mother would do this to her own children. Yeah. It is way, way easier. Yeah. For people to come to the conclusion that it's the husband, it's that fucking guy. The dad, look, he's got a new wife, he's married. He's already, she's either pregnant or they have a kid, whatever the case may be. You know, they start digging into it. It's way easier to have the Scott Petersons of the world, the Chris Watts of the world, because it's easier to wrap your mind around that concept than it is to think in any world that a mother would do this to her children.
Especially when you see her in the courtroom and you see when you see her and witness her and you hear all the testimony between friends, family, coworkers of what a perfect human being and mother she was until this horrendous day, and you want to have a monster and you don't want to accept the fact that mental illness could been at the core of this, you have to blame a monster someplace. So they found one.
I mean, it's almost like
they invented one.
Like we didn't have these, because in so many cases we cover, all of those elements exist. There's the motive. There's the lover on the outside. There's the bullshit here. There's this over here. This didn't have any of that. So what happened is the audience filled in those blanks with villains and concepts and constructs that don't even exist.
We are story makers as a species.
Like, that's interesting. I mean, I can't think of another case where, like, can you, Bob, recently, where it gets this, like, just completely inventive material, like, other story? I mean, is this new? Is this part of social media and the way we communicate? Is this going to be just kind of how it goes going forward on so many cases where when reality is too hard to bear, we just really kind of go down other roads?
Where you can't rationalize the irrational? Probably. You know, I mean, the reality is the internet gives people to do a lot of digging. And if they lock in on a concept, you know, I mean, they're going to dig and they're going to dig and dig and dig and dig until they find something. And then, you know, I mean, I'm going to blow your mind here a little bit and probably have people like losing their shit on me. But the Christopher Vaughn case, which was an Illinois family annihilation case that took place at this point like 20 years ago. It was around the same time that Drew Peterson, the cop killer who had killed his wife, and then his young wife went missing. They never found her. So those two trials are going on at the same time. Christopher Vaughn was married, three kids are on their way down to a water park in St. Louis. Ends up that all three kids are executed in the back of the car. The wife, Kim, has a gunshot from underneath, like your typical kind of suicide, you know, maneuver in terms of using a handgun. And Chris was shot twice. So the prosecution's like, nah, you did it. It was you. It was you. You obviously just staged this whole thing. First, you got the gun under her head. You know, you shot her. You shot yourself. And then you executed your children. And they convicted him on it. And, you know, in that case, it was the same kind of shit. He had like their marriage was on the rocks, at least somewhat. You know, he wasn't having an affair, but he had been going to a strip club. You know, like he had spent like thousands of dollars in a strip club. Turns out, and it wasn't really argued, that before this drug called Topamax had its black box warning, FDA warning on it, Kim was taking it. And there were these profound changes in her personality from taking the medication. And she was like, I think they had given it to her as an antidepressant. And ultimately, she ends up, you know, as just the victim in this thing. And there's been a push in that case. And we think that it's going to kind of revive the conversation in that case. Was it Kimberly who had actually done it? And that Chris wasn't lying, because he always denied. He's like, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
It's like, what, you know what I'm saying? So it's
and
like,
he had two gunshot, self-inflicted gunshot wounds.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're claiming. They're claiming he shot himself through the hand and then one went into his thigh. So
yeah, that's a low probability.
Yeah. So I mean, like, it's like, I don't know. It's a crazy case, but There's a lot of striking similarities to this case, especially because right after that case took place, the black box warning for homicidal and suicidal ideations was put on that particular script. Yeah. So, you know, I just think it's one of those things where, you know, in the reality of these types of cases is that most of the times when mothers do this to their babies, or their children. They end up successfully killing themselves, which in turn means that there is no criminal case.
Right.
Never.
That's true. That's why we never get this far on so many of these, is because, right. Yeah, that's right. That's true. That's where you would probably end up in the same sort of place.
And this mental health issue keeps evolving. I was doing the research before we started, and Bob, you being the lawyer, knowing this much more intricately, obviously, you know, but as I was looking up, when did this ability to claim not mentally, you know the words, but basically
lack of criminal responsibility,
especially in Massachusetts, the product test of it was in 54, the penal code is instituted in 62, and so it's been around since the 1800s when it was instituted as law, you know, started in England and everything, but it's evolved over time as our knowledge of what goes on in the brains over time, because even, again, I'll just tout the Gacy files, you know, and buried by you, just listening to the prosecution's closing and their lack of awareness of the mental health then, even compared to now, from 1980 to now, it's profound what the advancements are. And even, you know, and even if people want to pay attention to what they were calling the Bible, what Mac was calling the Bible, that DSM, it is so far lagging behind, and all the psychs on my team working with it, again, it's just not what they use when pure diagnoses are going on, because it's incomplete. It's not even compatible with what the world is using. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. I mean, we're still in the Stone Ages with this shit, and the reality is that we know so little about the human mind. You know, you can't, like I keep saying, I'm like, you can't throw a CAT scan up. Or imaging of the brain and be like, oh, there's the fucking psychosis. I'm pointing at it. That dark spot right there, that's it. And when we can't see an injury, it becomes very difficult for us to understand it. And the most fucked up thing about this case and all the people who I kind of consider to be mental illness deniers out there and even in our chat and, you know, but it's the most important organ we have. It's what separates us from the fucking beasts. Like, what could be more important than figuring out what the fuck is going on with our minds? Like, what takes precedent over that? If you've lived through a loved one who has had Alzheimer's and watched what that has done to that person, and you still refuse to have a concept of just how powerful our mind is in terms of determining what our quality of life is and how we react to the outside world, then I can't help you. You're living in a fucking fantasy world. You know, it's like to me, that's the most, like everybody knows somebody or has a loved one that has gone through Alzheimer's. Think about that. Think about that disease. And it starts to make clear to you, like, wow, yeah, you know, people's entire fucking memories, 80 years wiped away as if they don't know anything happened in those 80 years, including the people they love the most on the planet. They have no idea who they are.
Yeah. I think that's a scary thing for a lot of people is the possibility that our brains can do that sort of thing. And yeah, it's scary, but it's real. And pretending it doesn't exist doesn't help anybody.
Our stupidity is outpacing our knowledge of our
brain. It does. That's going to wrap up for today. We're going to actually go over to Defense Diaries here in about 20, 25 minutes or so. So go check out Defense Diaries. We're going to go and join Bob on their live over there. I want to leave with one of my favorite lines, I think, that I've seen so far about this case. And it's about Reddington. He may have a Werther's in his pocket, but I know a gangster when I see one. So many women in love with this man on social media. And
I don't know if you guys, I posted the media swarm around him yesterday. I was just filming the swarm.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I was not, because I talked to him, like, I'm not.
Yeah, I saw, yeah.
I
saw
you. In the middle of trying a case, you know what I mean? Like, no, but I mean, I talked to him indifferent, like,
yeah,
any rate, so you know, but yesterday that fucking crowd of media that was just
yeah
like enveloped him whole
yeah
and he's like It's funny. If you haven't seen it, it's on my Instagram. Check it
out. Yeah, it's great.
He threw, you know, I was saying this before we started. No matter the outcome at this point, you're not going to bring back the kids. The tragedy of that, there's no justice for their loss. The victims are standing with their daughter or daughter-in-law or friends. And the attention that's been put on the mental health crisis for women, especially in postpartum, has been made, and hopefully it'll continue to be made. And either way, she's behind bars, whether it's in a psych ward or not. I mean, so he threw it all on the table, no matter the outcome of this, you know. So it's hard to imagine, no matter the outcome, you can have hindsight and say he could have or should have cared more or could have shown it done better. I mean, I've never seen anyone throw it all out there so hard every single day. So, and it was been an education watching him just doing, watching, you know, like when he was doing his direct and it goes short, you're like, why is that such a short direct? Because he was anticipating the cross, and then he's making his points on the redirect. I'm like, holy shit, that was genius. Yeah. What a human being.
Man, like my highlight for him, my favorite, and he's got a lot of great techniques. Like he does that thing where he's always like, oh, you know, where he says something in the affirmative to a witness, like, oh, so when did you do that? Oh, so you called... You know, and then it forces the witness to say something that they didn't do that they should have done. And he'll get at them by saying, oh, so when did you call them? Oh, well, I didn't. Oh, okay. You didn't call that. But my favorite thing was when he read the portion of the opening statement from the Commonwealth to who I can't remember if it was Heilbrunn or the Saki guy. And, you know, he's like, do you think that that's inaccurate? I think it was Sartov or whatever his name was.
Greg Satov, yeah.
Yeah, Satov. Do you think that was an accurate representation of the case that's in front of you? And he's like, I think it's really minimizing what was going on here. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, that was – but I recognize it because I couldn't hear in the courtroom if he – said that this is coming from their opening, because it's way more powerful if he's not telling the witness it's the opening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was my favorite moment. Out of many, many red moments that I loved. Yeah. I mean, his one-liners and his zings are the best.
Like it was the most tragic education I've been part of in a very long time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like
the whole attorney Sprague thing was fucking classic, man.
Defense Diaries, Bob Mata, go check it out. Press subscribe, and we're going to go over to his live here. Like I said, in about 25 minutes, we'll be talking.
You guys the invite. I'm sorry.
You got to send it to me and Robin too. So send us there, and we'll be over there till about one-ish or one central, whatever that is for everybody. Robin, it's your turn. This is the stage. Here we go. Masterclass.
Yeah, so I got my masterclass out. So it's my class on masterclass. It's become the person that people that everyone trusts. It's out on masterclass, and so if you follow me, you're into understanding human behavior and actually what inspires people to trust you. This is a class for you, high decision making. So basically, everything we do on this show, check it out. It's on masterclass. You can go to my website, check it out. Also, it's in the description here. So thanks, Tony.
Yep. Link is in the description as well for Robin's masterclass, so go check that out. All right, press subscribe. We'll continue our conversation in the comments. Until then, for Bob, for Robin, for Todd, I'm Tony. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now, and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.